This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, October 32 days to the midterms, and there's still time to ban the voting machines in Arizona so we can finally have a fair, free, and honest, if that's such a thing, election rather than the selection of their elitists. You're going to learn all about that today. And all it takes is 2 minutes of your time and a couple clicks on azsavesamerica.us. You got to do it every day. You got to tell 10 of your friends, and you don't even have to live in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, to do it. This today is the most important show you will watch all year. We need to walk the walk. We need to drop the talk. We're at war with the people, and it's time we take action to save America. Let's end your week. I never get that right. I got to change my own intro. Let's end your week right with me, Michelle Swinnick, and my very special guest, Tina Peters, who was on earlier with me with Let's Talk America. Jim O'Connor and Christine Reagan, we're back together. The gang is back together again. We did the original 367, episode 367. They're here to expose the facts about the machines and why they need to go bye-bye. Pray, plan, take action. Second Chronicles 7:14. I don't see the clock, Heather, so I'm just going to go with it. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, people, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. That's what it's all about. Pray, plan, take action, and stay tuned after the break. This is literally the show that is going to change the country, but we need your help. This is the call to action. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue to fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, I'm telling you, it's a jam-packed show. Did you play the trailer? I wasn't paying attention, Heather. Did you play the Jesus Rocks trailer, or we didn't play that? I wasn't paying attention. But that's okay. No big deal. We're gonna get right into it today, everybody. And then I will do my plugging of stuff in the beginning of the second half because I need to take care of some housekeeping stuff because it's importante. So that's how you guys get all this information, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's your take action menu, right? So you're always gonna go there, and that's where you're gonna get all the links that we're talking about tonight, the videos and everything else. But I feel like the gang is back together again. Yes, thank you, Heather. Everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's where all this information is gonna be. And then like join the newsletter and stuff. But let's jump right into it. So today, literally, when I said it's an important show, the most important show you'll ever watch, like literally for the whole year, is because we're going to talk about the voting machines and how we need to get rid of them and what the problems are. And we've got the gang is back together. We've got Tina Peters, Christine Reagan with Act for America, and Jim O'Connor here, Arizona Corporation Commissioner, which spearheaded this whole movement that we started, the azsavesamerica.us, to ban the machines in Arizona. With his letter that he wrote to 110 elected officials here in Arizona, the corporations, he sent it to the county supervisors, the recorders, the election directors, and the sheriffs. Again, I've said that like 100 times and I never can remember these four. So we've got three of them plus me. So Heather's going to do her best to navigate through. So Heather, bring them on if you can. If you need to get rid of me, that's okay too. Oh, awesome. Okay. Never mind. We're good, people. All right. So my job today is to actually bring in the planes. Like I'm going to be like the control tower and I'm going to let these guys kind of fly where they need to go because there's a lot of information that we're going to be giving and it's critical. There's 32 days left before the midterms. So let's start with Tina. And then after Tina kind of gives a little open, I want to play her 1 minute video and then we're going to go to Jim and then we're going to go to Christine and then we'll kind of take it from there. So everybody just be prepared and be open. I just want you to listen. You can grab pen and paper if you want, but this is the truth and these are the facts and this is what we're going to give you take action items. So literally to save this country because you can have machines and you can have a country. You can't have both. Tina Peters is going to tell you about that. All right, Tina, I will let you start.
Well, good evening, everyone, or wherever you're watching from. Just want to tell you thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Christine and Jim, for all you've done and all the patriots across the United States and literally the world. We have taken world attention with all of this, exposing the crimes of the very elite that would like to take the sovereignty away from you, the patriots of the United States here. So I just wanted to say that I didn't start out to be a election fraud exposure, but that's the way that the Lord worked it out. And it was shocking to me because I had been very much what I say, drank the Kool-Aid. I had defended the machines. I had defended the processes, but it was because I was an elected official that I listened to the people. So I just want to encourage all of you that your elected officials is if they're elected and not selected, if you know what I mean, if you've watched Selection Code, they will listen to you, but you have to make your voice heard. If you don't make your voice heard, it's like you're not going to get what you don't ask for. And I've seen that time and time again. But, you know, there's going to be call to action during this. We want you to know that, like I said, your voice does matter. I say every time I speak, that everyone can do something. There's a reason that you're being born during this time, that you're living through this time in history. And I'm sure all of you want to hear at the end of your life, well done, good and faithful servant, no matter what the cost. And many of you know that I have, you know, this has come at a great cost to me, but you know, even more of a cost is losing this country. So everyone needs to stand up and press forward. And so I'll be answering questions and addressing comments as we go.
Awesome. So we keep encouraging people to pray, plan, take action. So I said, you know what, let's start with a prayer. We're going to let Jim lead us in that. And then we're going to play the 1 minute clip from the movie Selection Code. Jim's on mute again. Jim's not a tech guy, everybody. So don't worry. Don't worry about that. So Jim needs to unmute himself. He's like the, this is what happens when you allow men to be in control of something, everyone. That's what happens. Jim, unmute yourself, please. Yeah, click to unmute. Yeah, there you go.
God, on behalf of the men in the country, please forgive us. So let's pray. Let's start this meeting off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we beseech you this hour to send your spirit to each and every one that's not only on this presentation, but is hearing this presentation. Embolden us, Lord, what we learned very recently and we continue learning every day is it's we the people. We can't wait for the courts. We can't wait for the electeds. We can't wait for the truth squad or the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. This is one that we all have to stand tall and stand up and get courage from above, because that's the only place it could come from. Bless our speech. Bless our hearts. Bless the families, Lord, of all of these self-sacrificing patriots like Tina and so many others that we heard from just this past weekend at our big meeting here in Tempe, Arizona. And bless our time today. Bless the ears of the listeners that they may hear. Let them know that our efforts are on a nonpartisan basis, because when voter fraud, election fraud occurs, every legal registered voter is abused and taken advantage of, and a criminal activity has taken place. Father, we ask for your justice and your truth to rise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. So let's play the 1 minute clip from the movie Selection Code so it'll set the stage. And then we'll have a Jim can start, then we'll go to Christine, and then we'll go back to Tina. So play that. Play it. Roll the videotape, Heather.
And upon examining those records, there are log files that deal with adjudication. Those are gone.
They're all gone. All of them?
Yes. They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored,
something, and it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
What if it costs you your life?
Then I'll be with my son. I raised a Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
Okay, let that sink in. Tina famously said, can't unsee what she's seen, which is why she is political prisoner at this point. Talk about that on every show. So Jim, how would you like to start?
Well, I want to open up. I'd like to kind of open up with an action item. Tina, you were part of our meeting that we held here in Tempe on audio visual with all the great equipment. We had a participating audience of over 250 in the theater. The messages were clear, resounding, and unanimous across the board. We took testimony from about 15 expert witnesses, including Tina Peters, that attested that the machines cannot be assured anywhere in the country of delivering untampered results. And as a matter of fact, way too many examples, a lady who should be the Secretary of State in Colorado right now is confined with, I think, everything but a wrist bracelet to keep you home. This is criminal. And the thing that astounds me is the current elected officials, regardless of party, the way they close ranks, team up to cover up a fraud. So I'm using my bully pulpit as a statewide elected official here in Arizona to stand up and call out my fellow Republicans, and I'm ashamed of them. I'm not going to name names. There are too many, but they're all complicit in the deal. All it takes for evil to thrive is for good men and women to do nothing, and we've got them doing more than nothing. They're carrying out the garbage for the thieves among us. But the action item, and I got this information from Gail Golick earlier. She was one of our conservative candidates running for Maricopa County Supervisor to replace Steve Chukuri, Supervisory District 2. And they were able to keep their rhino that the other four supervisors appointed to the position. And this is a classic Republican circular firing squad. We get everybody in a race. Nobody wants to stand down. So the rhino gets it with, I think he had 26% of the vote. So they were over 60% of the people voting against him. But he winds up winning because we had too many to choose from. So do you like vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry? I just like ice cream. Give me one, I'll be happy. You pick the flavor if that makes you happy. So my wife and I do a class that we began at our church called Politics and Prayer. I get up as a longtime, lifelong Republican and now an elected official, and I tell my innocent Christian brothers and sisters how the depth and breadth of the cesspool that we swim in, and they're all shocked. And then my wife comes in and instructs them how to pray powerfully and let God do what only God can do. So here's what God can do. And listeners, please, this is significant. Our Secretary of State is here in Arizona, is operating under an election procedures manual dated 2019. She's using the 2019 version because she tried to pull a fast one in 2021, and neither the Republican AG, Attorney General, nor the Republican governor would sign off on it. So the 2019 is quite imperfect, but it does have the following language for contingency planning. The officer in charge of elections, and this is by county, must develop a written contingency plan in case election operations, including the use of voting systems and any component thereof, are significantly disrupted. A contingency plan should consider all potential sources of disruption, including but not limited to systemic equipment failures and malfunctions, power outages, natural disasters and infrastructure failure, terror threats or other civil disturbances, and unauthorized access, intrusion, or hacking into the election facilities of equipment. Now, we know they're unwilling to cease using the machines based on the last thing, that is unauthorized access, intrusion, or hacking, because that's exactly what happened, at least here in Arizona in 2018, 2020, and in the 2022 primary already, that's occurred. So prayer warriors, tune in. Pray to God that we have power outages here in Arizona. And as an elected corporations commission, this would make my job more difficult when the power goes out. But I'd be willing to take those complaints on a godlike move to shut the power down on election day, right in the morning, and it, the next day they can turn it back on. But for a 24-hour power outage would be perfect. Barring that, system equipment failures and malfunctions. Good Lord, join me in this prayer right now. Father, may you, who control everything on this planet, it is all yours. May your Holy Spirit and your angels be assigned to wreak havoc throughout the entire United States, where no election machines will function. And I ask this, I declare and decree that it be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Christine, I will let you take it from here.
Well, you know, first of all, just so happy to be on this call with Tina Peters. You know, she's I'm a big fan, and she's a champion that I'm sure all of us are watching very closely. Likewise, Commissioner Jim O'Connor spearheading this movement here to ban all voting machines in Arizona State. Tina mentioned that the world is watching. The world is indeed watching what we do, and they're watching Arizona in particular, to kind of piggyback on what Jim just left us with. I'm really big on personal responsibility, right? I believe in grassroots and have been an activist, a seasoned activist for 20 years, because I understand that civic action and the changes, the policies, the cultural impacts that we're hoping for only happen through grassroots. And as we're witnessing in Arizona State right now, we have absolutely no government accountability. Okay, the Secretary of State is not answering to the people. The Attorney General is not overseeing a lawful election procedure is occurring in the state. The governor is not taking the lead on this. The Board of Election, you know, so God bless these Board of Supervisors, right? This is such an underappreciated position. Tina will tell you, this is something that, you know, most folks, they go to vote and they might think of them when they go in to vote, right, on election day. And other than that, there's these people are invisible. They've been underappreciated. We have allowed the fox to be in charge of the hen house, essentially, right? And representative government only works if the grassroots folks, if us as individual citizens are participating in representative government. They cannot represent you if they're not hearing from you. So when I say the world is watching, I'm looking at and studying because of this major, massive campaign, folks. And you're talking about almost 500,000 actions have been taken by constituents so far in what, maybe 2 weeks, Michelle? I have another almost 900,000, approaching 900,000 people across the country that are signing on to and contacting through our legislative tools, through actforamerica.org, saying no more voting machines. We are done with these things. But we are not the only ones. And it's kind of funny that we're going to have to chase after the European Union, folks. But when you have a country like Germany that filed a lawsuit going back to 2009, 2006, where they attempted to test voting machines and realized that they didn't even make the most, they didn't meet the most basic requirements for security. They have really good language that's in their constitution to protect the country from crazy voting machines that have no accountability or security requirements. Sadly, so you've got Germany that's doing paper ballot hand counts. Right? You've got France, you've got Netherlands, and more countries are considering looking at this, and they're watching America and all the craziness that happened 2016, 2020, and the outrage and the chaos that ensued because the folks on the ground didn't buy the results of the election. They're questioning it, and they have a good reason. So where Jim is spearheading this language, you know, that there's the selection code is an issue, that the machines, they're unsecured. If we go county by county and we examine every electronic device that's there, our own government, our cybersecurity for the Department of Homeland Security has said that these machines that we have deployed right now in Arizona that are getting ready to conduct your midterm elections, that there are so many holes in the cybersecurity that have not been remedied. We are literally relying, folks, on the honesty and integrity of strangers that are in these offices that are handling these machines, because we as the people cannot have any sort of basic oversight. We have no transparency. We cannot audit the records. Records can be changed on these voting machines in so many different places, depending on what state machines you have, completely undetectable. So that is, there's zero security. If you have one security breach in a system, right? You have one hole in the wall, you have no security, period. So, and another really important point with this is, yes, we are fighting this because we don't have state or federal law compliance right now with the certification process that's supposed to be in place. They are not, it's not being enforced. We have uncertified machines that conducted your 2020 election, and they're getting ready to do it again, and they're not legally certified according to the federal HAVA Act, H-A-V-A, or your state statutes, right? But beyond that, what Tina Peters demonstrates in selectioncode.com, the movie, it's free, guys, you got to log in, you got to watch it, is that we are conducting in these counties what we would call perfect, clean, elections, 100% compliant, and yet we're finding that there are backdoors and there is all this code and all of this mystery. There's zero transparency, and you can have an election completely run away from you because we don't have the proper oversight and security in place. So regardless of whether tomorrow Arizona somehow miraculously surfaces and meets all the legal standards on paper to conduct this election this fall, we still need to get rid of these machines, because even in the most, quote, perfect compliant environment like Tina Peters conducted in Colorado, it's a bogus system. It's not secured, folks. Without giving you the fire hose approach, if you want to get more information and background on that, you message us, actforamerica.org. But just to keep it simple, and so my observation, what's really important right now is you've got some experts that are fighting for you at the top in your state, okay? You've got Commissioner Jim O'Connor, you've got Tina Peters, you've got this long panel of experts that were at this event that Jim is referring to this last weekend. They're filing lawsuits, they're doing all of this work, but they cannot achieve anything without grassroots support, because the government is not accountable to the truth, to the facts. You know, we're depending on judges to give us good rulings. You know, we're so dependent on these government officials. They will not move unless we all act. And what I'm seeing right now with grassroots is we tend to, with conservative circles, we compartmentalize. I'm a PCO, I'm a precinct committeeman, I'm in the Republican Party, I'm a chair. And we all say, I've got my piece and this is what I'm doing. And they're letting all the other folks, you know, maybe somebody else is going to do this piece. They're going to click on this 2-minute action, right, to save Arizona, save the nation, and ban the machines. So we need everybody to be clicking.
I was trying to do code to say, hey, listen, we got to go. Commercial break, but it's cool. All right, so we'll be right back after this break. What we're going to do, as soon as the break comes on, I'm going to play that 1 minute. Did I play the 1 minute segment already? Yeah, I did. Oh God, it's too many shows today. So all right, don't worry about me. We're going to go to commercial break. I'll get my act together and put my common sense cap back on.
True is what we are to the stars and the stripes in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies. In memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, this show is so important because we're talking about banning the election machines, the voting machines here in Arizona, and we have the potential to do that, right? There, as Jim laid out, there's a contingency plan. The Board of Supervisors, the County Board of Supervisors has the option, because it says in the statute they may choose to use hand ballots or paper ballots and hand count. So it is an option. But again, as you listen to Christine, you've listened to Tina, and they've told you they need to hear from you. These elected officials, these selected officials, I know I'm not supposed to say that when I'm actually addressing them, but it's hard for me. It's like I can't say Maricopa. I have to say Maricopa County. It is what it is. So they have the opportunity. They have to hear from you. This is the call to action. So that's our campaign, azsavesamerica.us. It is a one-click email all elected officials in Arizona, the 110 that Jim sent that letter to, that says, I've watched the CISA, I've read the CISA report, I've watched the movie Selection Code, I've watched the movie 2000 Mules, I've seen the Moment of Truth Summit that Mike Lindell put on, and we've actually had a huge summit last weekend with 15 different experts, and Tina was one of them, and Jovan Hutton Pulitzer was one of them. There was, and all the names that you know were a part of this. So that's a video that we're going to be releasing here in another couple of days as soon as it's done with some edits to it. But this is a simple campaign, and everybody in Arizona can do it. Everybody in the country can do it. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You do it every single day. You do it before you even get out of bed. And the second time you do it, it's like 30 seconds because it auto-populates. So you put in your information, you then, because they need to know you're a real person. You click a button. It sends an email to all of the 110 people and says, oh, we got to get rid of these machines. Then you click another button. It sends a petition. Another button that gives you all of their phone numbers. So if you have time, you can call. But if you have to stop there, that's okay. Those are two important actions that we're taking. You click another button. It does an automatic Facebook post. And if you do another button, it does an automatic Twitter post. It's all there. azsavesamerica.us. This is something that you do every single day. Doesn't matter what state you're in, and you tell 10 of your friends. And again, if you have a time, you can pick up the phone, but you don't have to, right? If you don't want to, there's a script in there too. Even Christine was smart enough. She put a script in, so you don't even have to think. You don't have to pick up your finger. You just kind of click. You could do it on your phone. You could do it on your desktop. And the reason why we need this is because we, as she said, we have boots on the ground. We have people that are going to meet with the Board of Supervisors. They're going to these county meetings that are there's groups, there's lobbyists, there's candidates, there's other elected officials that are meeting with these people, but we got to have the numbers. So we can walk in to, say, Pinal County and say, I've got 10,000 signatures here, guys. What are you doing? You've got to get rid of these machines. But if we come in and say, I got four people that don't want the machines, that's not going to cut it. There's no teeth, right? So we are doing all the stuff that we can on the ground, but I'm calling out to all the people in the whole country to do this once a day, every day, and tell 10 of your friends. Now, let's go over to, I want to go in. Yeah.
We have four men that have made presentations in both Pima County down in the Tucson area and in Pinal County, halfway between Phoenix and Tucson. Michael Schaefer, John Leggett, Paul Rice, and Daniel Wood. They are all very articulate, and we are incorporating the testimonies that they delivered at the Pinal County meeting on our edited video of last weekend's event. We need that video to be in watchable shape. A half hour, 30, 40 minutes that people will take the time to watch. I edited 4.5 hours of raw footage. I don't think I would have sat through that had I not been forced to.
It was a great event, by the way, everybody.
It was. If you were there live, it was a wonderful event. On film, as Tina was.
Right. And so, if we have time, I'll throw up a slide or two so you can kind of see how important it is to make sure that we do ban these machines. So, Tina, lay it out on the line for everybody. Make it very clear as to why these machines are bad. And then, of course, you're an elected official. This was your position to count the votes, to do the machines. So share whatever that you want to share that's going to be important to the audience and to the elected officials that hopefully are watching or going to be watching. And I encourage everyone who is watching, share this show now and afterwards with all of the people that you know, because this is what it's going to take. It's numbers across the country, not just Arizona.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And, you know, I just want to say that I was taken in. I say I had drank the Kool-Aid. So I don't fault these county clerks or these commissioners, election commissioners. They just don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, with what I'm getting ready to say, you will know. And once you know the truth, you're held accountable for it. And every citizen needs to be in person with signs, peaceably making your presence known Find out where these testimonies, where these court cases, where where they're being brought to light in front of county commissioners. Bring your signs. Let them see you. If they think, you know, like Michelle said, that there's just a few people in this, they don't take it as seriously. You know, if they don't get phone calls or emails and things like that. So organize and get together and make them know that you're watching them. That's the important thing, that you are watching them and you expect them to follow the law, first of all, and that they, if they're going to represent you, that they listen to you. And that's what happened with me, because, you know, I didn't believe that anything had happened in the 2020 election in our county. I knew that things had happened nationally, but I really didn't believe. We had a very conservative county. I didn't believe that, and Trump won. So, but he didn't win, as it turns out, by as much as he should have. So even in conservative counties, they chip off a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, and that's all cumulative across your state, whether it's Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, it doesn't matter. So just because the Republicans in this case win, it doesn't mean that that was an accurate vote. So let me just tell you, in 2021, when I pulled the results of the election, and by the way, one of the candidates knew the results 30 minutes before I pulled them. And by law, I can't even know what the results are until 7 p.m. when I pull them. And they knew, not only did they know, they knew the point spread and they knew who else had won. That was concerning. We have testimonies and affidavits to that. The other thing is the people that won were not indicative of the representatives of our county and of our city. This was a city election. It was appointees from friends of our very liberal Democrat, Jared Polis, who's our governor, selected governor. It was a person from California that wore a mask the whole time. I mean, this was not the demographic to be electing this type of person. So I, in the pit of my stomach, I knew at that point that there was something wrong. In addition, and this is where all of you come in addition, I had people that were canvassing, that were talking, going door to door, and they were finding out that six people had voted in a house that only two people lived, and anomalies like this. And I'm sure that happened all over Arizona and other states as well. So when Dominion and the Secretary of State were coming in to delete what they called a program that had a QR code, I reasoned, how could they do an audit 6 months after the election? The presidential election, should it have been required? So it's my job, and it's every elected official that is involved in elections job, to make sure that those records, those election records, are preserved for 22 months federally. And in our state, it's 25 months in Colorado. And so that was the reason that I stepped in. I wanted to preserve those records. I did an image, which was perfectly legal. And then we did another image to compare the two images, the before and after they did this so-called trusted build. And I put that in air quotes, because isn't it interesting how nefarious actors can use such words as trusted when they're doing something so untrustworthy against the citizens of this country, which is beyond egregious. These people know what they're doing. They had convinced me that all the machines were air-gapped. They had not only were not connected to the internet, did not have the capability of being connected to the internet. Our Mesa report number 2 confirmed that there was uncertified software that should not be on any election machine. And also there were 36 wireless devices. Now, you know, you say, well, how would you not know that? Well, we can't look inside the machines, right? But that's what we found by doing this forensic image. There was 36 wireless devices in a machine that had access from the outside with passcodes and passwords that the Secretary of State and Dominion, the voting system vendor, had access to come into our machines, and anyone else that had wanted to. In Mesa report number 1, which all of these three reports you can find on my website, TinaPetersForColorado.com, In Mesa report number 1, in the first image that we took, it comparing it to the second image, we're able to see that they deleted 29,000 election records. Well, for a while there, they were saying, well, these aren't election records. Well, according to our statute, CRS 1-1-1505, 19.1 and 2, it says that not only are they election records, but in addition to access audit log files, access log files must be preserved. So access log files are who went in and out of the system, what they did. It's basically the audit log files, it's basically the fingerprints, the actual blood type, everything that proves how you get to the result. So if you imagine the result is a crime, this is all the evidence of how you get to the crime, to prove the crime. So to prove the election was valid, you would have to have all of that. And they were deleted. And so in report number one, you can see everything in orange. So when you read it, all you have to do is read the first 8 pages. It's not rocket science. It's anybody with a third grade education can read the executive summary. And the rest of it is basically the before and after, the image before, the image after. And in orange, you'll see page after page of these access and audit log files that are election records that must be preserved according to law that were deleted. Report number two, like I said, that was the wireless devices and the unauthorized software. I mean, you have software in these machines that basically can flip votes. So, you know, the deniers said, yeah, but you haven't proven that there were any votes flipped. So I told the cyber experts, I said, I want you to audit. I want you to go after the municipal election. And I want you to look at that because that's where we're going to find how they flipped the votes. And sure enough, so I stepped up February 14th, Valentine's Day, when I saw CTL director and the secretary of Center for Tech and Civic Life, the organization that Mark Zuckerberg funneled $470 million through, that organization. She was running as a Republican against our Democrat, Jenna Griswold. She was a plant put in by Mark Zuckerberg and the Soros-funded machine to allow Jenna Griswold to stay in office. When I saw that she was running, oh, and by the way, of that $470 million, 94% went to counties that Biden won. So, and Michael Gableman, former Justice Michael Gableman, is the one that exposed that, much of that. So I saw this. I saw another appointee by our Obama-appointed Democrat AG that had gotten into the race, and I said, I'm the only one that can do this. So I left my run for clerk again. I started running for Secretary of State. I was up 47% in the polls in a three-way race. In 4 months, I had raised more than all my opponents combined, and I was favored. Even the mainstream media said, okay, we know you've won. This is a week before. We know you've won. Now, what are you going to do to go after Jenna Griswold? And so on election night, cyber experts are looking, and we're going, this is a perfect report number three. So let me just tell you how this works. So when you have the tabulators, so whether they're Dominion or Hart or you know, any of the mechanical voting devices have this software, ES&S, they put the ballot in the tabulator, and it's supposed to just read the oval and count up how many ovals for this candidate and that candidate, but there's a lot more that goes on. It takes an image of that ballot. And then it after about 25% of the votes have come in, it switches those images from the first database. It creates a second database and transfers them into that second database. And when you watch selectioncode.com, this will make a lot more sense. But we know that they're not the same images because this SHA file, .sha identifier file, is missing, which is... It's not the same image. So it has to have been changed, which means who they voted for, who the actual ballot, the person that filled out that ballot voted for, has been changed to something else. when it's transferred over to the second database. And that's what the clerk, what the election official sees. So if they try to tell you that they want to just look at the publish the images, understand those images have been changed. So we knew this had happened. And at 11:30 at night in one county, after the election officials left at 10 p.m., votes were changed from one candidate to the other. When we raised a stink about it the next day, by 2 p.m., they had changed them back. You should not be able to change votes back and forth like that. You know, and they said, oh, well, we changed them back. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's okay. You changed them back. No problem.
So the point of it is they changed them. So here's the thing. In Colorado right now, the judiciary who's been selected has refused to hear this case. What they did was when we raised the $256,000 that they demanded to do a statewide recount, and $20,000 of it was to pay Dominion. Dominion was actually instructing the clerks how to conduct this recount and how to conduct the test beforehand. Well, CRS 1-1-102.3A and 3B says that before you conduct a recount, this is passed by the legislature in 2007, you have to run a test. The test is this. The canvas board picks, so the Democrat and Republican canvas board comes in and picks at random a tabulator or two or three. So let's just say if you had seven tabulators, Dominion or Hart, ES&S tabulators, they might pick number one and number three. Then they're supposed to go and get the ballots, the actual voter verified ballots. This is really important to note. The voter verified ballots, the one that were filled out by the voter, they hand count those. This is the test. And then they compare them to the total that the machine reported for those ballots that ran through there. If those didn't agree, then they can run them back through the machine again. No problem. If they don't agree, then they have to hand count the whole state, and in this case, the whole state. They didn't use voter verified ballots. They didn't follow the law. What they did was they used test ballots, not ones that, and that's how they did their tests. So what we're looking for now, we're putting together a team of attorneys that can go before the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and force them to follow the law. When this happens, along with what Arizona is doing, and Pennsylvania, and Florida, and all of you good patriots out there, what you're doing, we're going to get rid of these machines, because there's no way that the total that the machine said that night or for that election are going to equal what the ballots do. So everybody, but see, if somebody hadn't have come to me and said, you know, Clerk Peters, there's something going on, I'd say, okay, well, I'll find out. If they hadn't have come. And so that's where you come in. Every single person needs to become informed, needs to go to the website that Michelle talked about and take those action steps, because we can turn this around. And, you know, I don't want to belabor what they've done to come after me, but let me tell you, with seven felonies, four misdemeanors, you know, throwing me in jail the night that my father died while I was in jail, handcuffing me several times, bond violations, keeping me from traveling, all this political lawfare, you know, for someone that didn't even have a speeding ticket or a traffic ticket at 66 years old, a grandmother that had never broken the law, that just wanted to serve my county. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you to show that they're afraid. They're very afraid of us. And we need to keep advancing forward and make your voice known. So get busy. You know, I always say every time I speak that everybody has something to do. Don't complain about Joe Biden and the regime and all that stuff. Do what you can do at your county level. Do what you can do at your state level. You know, keep it local. That's when this has come all the way from the top, from the president, all the way down to a city council or a school board election, commissioners' elections, That's where we need to fight right now. We need to, and everybody can do something. Run for office, ask for recounts, know the law. It's, you know, just do something. And I always say, they can't get us all, right? They can't get us all.
And we're short on time, everybody. So I want to make sure we give the website again, azsavesamerica.us. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a tab. And throughout that, there's a take action toolkit that we put together that has like 5 pages of links for videos and information and memes and things like that. So you have all the tools that we're talking about to spread the news. So if you can give me like 20 seconds, Jim, and then another 20, Christine, and then we're out of here. So, all right. So Jim, go quick.
My 20 would be in prayer. Each and every one of you start every day with prayer. Pray without ceasing. God is going to do this. We'll get our nation back. We will get our nation back. I've never been more encouraged at a point in time. So all the blackness we see around us, our little lights will shine. Praise God. And thank each of you great ladies.
Thank you, Jim. And Christine, real quick.
Just a word out to the Board of Supervisors. Realize that Tina Peters didn't have the grassroots support that you have in the state of Arizona. There are literally millions of grassroots folks that are counting on you to do and be brave, to do the right thing like Tina Peters has done in Colorado. We need you to step up. We're looking for champions. Our vote for you in 2024 is going to be based on whether you fight this and get this cleaned up and ban these machines and do the right thing. That's all we're asking for. And we'll provide you all the manpower that you need to conduct a hand count ballot. But realize that there's going to be probably hundreds of thousands of folks at your doorstep soon because we are running out of time and we need you to show up for us and represent us, do the right thing. We are behind you. You have the grassroots wind power you need to stick your neck out for us and do the right thing.
Awesome. So go to Yes, thank you everyone for participating today and joining us. I love to have the gang back together again. azsavesamerica.us. Make sure you go there once a day, put your information, click through it, tell 10 friends and anybody in the country. Everybody in the country needs to be doing this. And I'm going to put on that website a bunch of other things this weekend so you can get the Take Action Toolkit that is loaded with incredible information only from the past month and a half of videos and articles and interviews of all kinds of people and all these summits that have been happening. And even the movie selection codes in there, Tina's website's in there, everything you can imagine, only from a month and a half. And that way you have the information, share that with everybody, stand up, speak up, show up, join us, and then also pray, plan, and take action. We laid it all out for you guys today. And Board of Supervisors, I hope you're watching this and do what's right. Second Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land and save this country. So have a great weekend, everybody. Share the show. Let's do this together. azsavesamerica.us.